Also at the Saddledome this weekend, coming up on Sunday, December 9th, it is the 24th annual Teddy Bear Toss for the Brick. It'll be the Calgary Hitmen and the Kamloops Blazers. And joining us right now down the Great Eagle Resort and Casino Guest Hotline is the Assistant Manager of Business Operations for the Calgary Hitmen. It's our pal, Rob Kerr. Good morning, sir.
Willie, what is going on?
Shot out of a cannon. I love it. How the heck are you?
Well, why wouldn't I? Because I have a personal vendetta against Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I was going to ask you. I saw on Twitter you were all about it. You've issued a challenge to Calgary Hitmen fans. Oh. Tell us what this challenge is, my friend.
Well, as most people know, we didn't invent the teddy bear toss, but we perfected it. And we've owned the records up until this past Sunday when those folks in Hershey, Pennsylvania, with the Hershey Bears, the American Hockey League, declared that they had set a new world record with over 34,000 bears collected at their teddy bear toss. Now, first of all, let's give them a big round of applause. That's awesome. Are you kidding me? 30-plus agencies? Absolutely. 30-plus agencies in central Pennsylvania will benefit from the generosity of the fans of the Hershey Bears. That's phenomenal. Except that it's happening on my watch, and I won't accept that. They beat our record in their press release. They were very kind. They were very gracious. They said, "Yeah, look, Calgary Hitmen held the record over 20,000 bears back in 2015. Let's be perfectly honest. The accuracy of some of the counting over the years leads me to believe that if we put 19,289 in the building and they come with a bear, bear and a half each, two bears each, let me put this in perspective for you. The building in Hershey, 10,000 plus. So for them to have gotten 34 there, and they got them. They got them. Not saying they didn't get them. They got them.
But are you accusing them of false counting, sir? Is that what's happening here?
No, I am not. I am just pointing out a statistic to you because you know I'm about the numbers.
Yes.
You know I like analytics.
You love stats. You love stats.
I love stats. For them to get to 34,000 bears, each person had to bring at least three bears, right? Cool. Excellent. Glad you did it. You guys are a credit to the Pennsylvanians and Hersheyites, and it's great. It smells like chocolate. It's fantastic. Okay, here's the deal. Just a bear and a half, two bears each, and we crushed that record. Think about it. If Calgarians and Hitmen fans and hockey fans bring three and a half bears like they apparently did last Sunday in Hershey, just think about what that record will look like. It will be untouchable. And this is what we do in Calgary. You know what? Sad to say, I don't want to say this part, but I have to say that there is a need. It's not like we're collecting bears and storing the bears. There is a need. There are 70-plus agencies in and around Calgary that are going to benefit from the generosity of Hitmen fans and hockey fans on Sunday. 70-plus agencies are going to receive bears, including the Children's Hospital. Now, the Brick, I don't want to speak for the Brick, but the Brick sponsors it. It's the Brick Teddy Bear Toss. I have it on good authority. The Brick is currently formulating a plan to incentivize things this weekend to help, to put a little bit more back into the community. I'll let the Brick make that announcement. But my big thing is we got about 2,000 tickets left for that building to be sold out. So if you've never been to the Teddy Bear Toss, if you've been to the Teddy Bear Toss but you haven't been in a while, if you've never been to a hockey game, if you hate teddy bears, I don't care. You're welcome. We want you. Please come. You go to HitmanHockey.com. Those tickets, by the way, the ones I'm talking about, $14.99. $9.99 if you're a child. Just think about that. Yes, you're up a little high. You're up where you and I would normally sit. But you can still huck a bear from there. Bears can be hucked from anywhere inside that building. That's all that you need to know. You chuck a bear. You chuck two bears. You bring those clean, new bears. Please do not bring the old bears. Do not bring the bear that you got when you were in fifth grade back in the 1970s. We got to give, we're going to the hospital, you got to give them new bears. Don't bring me a bear with a battery in the bottom. No, just a regular bear, a stuffed bear. That's all you need to do. That's all you need to do. A new bear, put it in the bag when you get there. You throw it when we score our first goal. That's all you need to do. If you can bring two, great. If you can bring three, awesome. Just think about the power of this city. Just think about what Calgarians do year after year after year. Just think about the fact that after this game, you're going to turn on CNN. You're going to turn on CBS. You're going to turn on MSNBC, all these American television stations, because they're going to be showing you the visuals from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, of these bears for minutes on minutes on minutes on end flowing out of the ice. That's what we're going to do. So, yes, am I shot out of a cannon? Absolutely. Do I have a vendetta against Hershey, Pennsylvania? Hey, all I know is for many years they decided they wanted mercenaries instead of developing young hockey players. What can I tell you? That's the American Hockey League way. Go about your business. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. But I know where I live, and I know how people here react.
I hate to be negative, but, sir, what happens if the Calgary Hitmen were shut out on Sunday?
We're still throwing bears.
Yes, we are.
We'll throw those bears.
Yes,
we are. And we'll count those bears. And those bears will find a good home. Don't be negative. Have you watched a Hitmen game lately? We score goals. Scoring goals is not a problem.
Well, you've only scored nine the last two.
That's it, right? Our biggest problem is, when are we going to score that goal? I want everybody in the building. I don't want people go, oh, I don't, I'm going to take. There's going to be 90,000 people. You got to be there early. You got to get there early. You got to get your seats. I don't know if Riley Stotts is going to score 20 seconds of the game. I don't know if Kriske's got one in him a minute into the game. My hope is, from a promoter standpoint, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 30 seconds to go in the first. That would be great. But I don't know if these guys are going to go off.
2 o'clock puck drop. Rob is absolutely right. Be in your seats early. Again, there are tickets still available. I'm looking at it right now. HitmanHockey.com. $9.99 for kids, $14.99
yes.
for adults. It is a 2 o'clock puck drop. There's no better way to spend a Sunday.
And be paying attention, because our good friends at The Brick are going to be making an announcement here shortly. They're going to help out, and they're going to help a great charity in this city, and it's going to make it a little more interesting. So if you haven't been, if you've never been, yeah, I'll tone it down just to 5. You need to go. You need to try it. You need to be there. It is an incredible spectacle. But because of the size of the building and the number of people in the building, goes on for minutes. It's not something that...
It's teamwork. I know that people got some big arms, but sometimes you can't make it from the third level. You gotta help everybody out. Yeah. Get the Bears on the ice.
That's right. God love them. The good folks at Costco sell one of the largest bears in the entire world. That's great. That's not for this event. Just remember that. Let's not be chucking 8-foot bears. Matter of fact, you can't.
So bring life-size teddy bears. Got it. Perfect.
1 foot, 1.5 foot, 6-8 inches. Yes, get them down on the ice. That's what you need to do.
By the way, another thing. Where is it here? You brought up 3.5 bears per person. Our wonderful text line says, Rob, does that mean top or bottom half of the bear?
You know, if it's 3.5, so top, bottom.
Well, let's not be cruel to the teddy bears. Let's just make it 4 and bring it even, right?
You know, I miss the Glenn Moradi text line. I really do. I need more of that in my life it's that kind of thinking. You're a liar. You're right. No, I'm not. I'm saying that.
Here's a lying text right here. Wow, never heard Kerr so fired up. That is a lie.
Yeah, sure. I'm fired up on any day that ends in Y.
So all of them.
Boy, did you get that off the text line, or is that off the top of your head?
Top of my head. Now, Rob Kerr's our guest. Calgary Hitmen and Kamloops Blazers go on Sunday. We'll recount the teddy bear toss at the very end. But now a serious note. You had important honor to you on Monday. You're going into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame in the class of 2019, along with your pal Mike Rogers and a handful of others. Rob, tell me about when you got the call and kind of what went through your mind as you realized this was going to happen in 2019 for you.
About a month ago, my phone was ringing and it said Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. And the first thing that went to my mind was something must have happened to my good friend Grant Pollock. He might not be available. They probably need a host for next year. That's what I was thinking. And not in a million years did I ever think that I would get a phone call. And I was taken aback when they told me that I'd been nominated for the Bell Memorial Award and had been selected as the recipient for 2019. It means the world to me, because even before I started digging, I knew that a number of my key mentors in my life and the people that, I just had coffee with one of them. Both Peter Marr and John Short are huge, huge influences in my life. And both of them are past Bell Memorial Award winners. But then you begin to look back, and honestly, I struggled for the last month, because it's one of those things where you start reading the names, and it's Joe Carberry, and it's Billy Powers, and it's Ron McLean, it's Ed Whalen, It's Russ Peak. It's John Downs. It's, you know, Terry Jones, Wes Montgomery, you know, Brian Hall. Now, some of those names maybe not so familiar people, but, you know, from an Alberta, Bob Ridley's in there, you know, just name after name after name. And you can't help but yourself compare. And you know, Grant Pollock, speaking of, you know, guys, Grant Pollock, my good friend and one of my big mentors and, you know, guy that really helped me when I came. He's a past Bell Memorial Award winner. And you start looking at that list and you go, no, I don't belong. I really don't. You know, Ernie Apaganis, I don't know if that name strikes a bell, you know, you know, rings a bell for people, but, you know, one of the first sporting events I ever remember watching on television that wasn't a hockey game was the 1978 Commonwealth Games in Edmonton, and Ernie Apaganis was kind of the key principal for CBC on that. I don't know. I'm honored. I'm shocked. I'm all of those things. Somebody once told me that, you know, you can play the aw shucks, shouldn't be me thing, but that's kind of, you know, disrespectful to the people that took the time to nominate you. So I'll try not to do that, but blown away. Never expected it, not in a million years. I want to, you know, obviously I need to thank Kelly Kirsch and the opportunity was presented in Calgary back in 2003. You know, and everybody else along the way, there's, you know, so many people to thank and so many people to mention, and I know I'm not going to be able to do it, but yeah, it was something. And you kind of mentioned, and what's really neat for me in this case is that Mike Rogers is going in the athlete category. And it was my honor, to work with, you know, and all due respect, it's just my opinion, but the best broadcast crew in the history of the National Hockey League, Peter Marr and Mike Rogers. I truly believe they were, you know, at their best. They were the best that this game has seen in that format and that medium, and to be part of that. And, Mike, for those who don't know, Mike played on the most dominant line in the history of Calgary, as far as I'm concerned, the Centennials line with Garen Holland and Mike Rogers. And, you know, the problem that Mike has is that Mike's our buddy, Mike's our friend, and Mike has no airs and pretension. But you start looking at the history book and you look at guys that have done what Mike Rogers has done, in especially in the National Hockey League with 100-point seasons and the rarefied area that he's with, names like Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, Stastny, you know, Mike Rogers, they all share, you know, some pretty interesting statistics. But he's such a, you know, he, like Peter Marr, showed me the way when I got here on how to carry yourself, how to present yourself, how to be a really good human being. And the fact that I'm going in the same year as he is absolutely, you know, that's really cool, but really, really, really special. I want to throw a little love in there for my friend Jim Donlevy, formerly the University of Alberta and the Western Hockey League, and he played a huge role in getting the scholarship program, the education program for the Western Hockey League, and he's a guy that I have coffee with, you know, a couple times every year and just pick his brain, and he's been a great mentor too. And the fact that you're going into the hall with two guys like that makes it really, really, really special for me. So, yeah, I don't know, Will. It's honestly, I know everybody says it, was not expecting it, never thought about it. Been in that hall a million times, seen those plaques, just never felt like I was in that category. But to get this call, get this opportunity, you know, it's really cool for my family. And, you know, they really enjoyed it. And, yeah, it's really, really special. And, I'm going to soak it all in, because, you know, these are just things you don't count on, things you don't plan for. I don't know what else to say. Like I said, I'm kind of blubbering a little bit here, but, you know, I tell people all the time, I'm shocked. I'm a little bit embarrassed. There's a lot of emotions, but really, really honored is the biggest one.
You should not be embarrassed, sir. As I've told you before, it is well deserved for you, and the text line echoes that. No matter how much you miss it, they have certainly poured in as we discussed this this honor for you. And I know that, you know, certainly, while you may not say it or say it publicly, I know that means a lot to you, and I know that you'll be thinking a lot about that night in April. And again, I'm just really happy for you. And as I said before, I think it is really cool that you get to go in with a colleague that you spent some time worked so close with and Mike Rogers, and no disrespect to any of the other nominees this class 2019, but I know that that's a special one for you. And it's going to be cool for you.
I'll share one with you, and I hope people that remember this, they'll appreciate it, but it's kind of an insight. That was the thing about Mike, Pete, and I, you know, when we were rolling, We had so many we were never, it always seemed like we were doing the show for ourselves. We were down there making each other laugh, you know, and little inside jokes and stuff. And I think people got it. I think people understood that these were three friends, you know, talking hockey, but having some fun. But, you know, Kelly Kirsch, a long time ago, when he was negotiating deals, one of the deals he got was, you know, he got an ad in the old Blaze magazine in Flames games. And we had to go take this picture. And I just never remember, we took it up on Scotsman's Hill overlooking the dome, and we were in long coats, and Pete and Mike, I think, had hats on, and it was a profile shot. And the ad said, "These guys know hockey." And God, we used to make fun of that and laugh about it. And, you know, we'd get the programs and we'd circle it and draw faces on it. And I remember one Christmas, I got big blown up pictures for Pete and Mike, you know, that. But it's kind of cool that in the end, you know, those, because Pete, as I mentioned, Bell Memorial Award winner, Mike's going in, I'm going in. And there's this picture of three guys that are going to be in the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. And I can tell you that that's the coolest, neatest, the most humbling part of this whole thing was, you know, when that happened, we didn't know. We were just starting off together. And here we are, you know, 2019, talk to Pete, he's going to be there. It's just amazing. It's just really, really amazing. So again, you know, I rag on him all the time, and everybody does, but, you know, Kelly Kirsch played a huge role in this, and I don't want to downplay that, and want to thank him for the opportunity that he gave me back in 2003, because none of that, you know, none of this happens without him, and it's really cool, and I'm blubbering again and going on, so I'll end it there.
Yeah, and that's enough of the Kelly Kirsch love, I tell you that much, you know?
Well, you know what happens now, right? Like, he's going to call me and go, you're there anyway. Could you just do the show? Like, yeah, we don't have to pay for anybody to go. You can take the equipment, set it up, do the show. Right? That's what
absolutely
happens, Max.
Absolutely. What was I going to say again? Oh, yeah, the teddy bear toss goes Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
And, again,
yes.
I just went and looked. I did a favor for you, Rob. Teddy bears, $2 Dollarama. So,
just
buy five of them. $10. There you go.
Have it. And listen. Look, the Brick, you come to the game on, don't forget, we got a game on Friday, too. And you know, the Brick's there selling Brickley bears. They all go to a good cause. You can get bears. Just need you to get a bear. And if I can impose on you maybe two this year, three, just think about the sheer math. Like this afternoon, we'll get Pat to run the high danger bear chances, right? And both the 5-on-5 bear chances and
okay,
the low quarters bear chances. What?
That's straight gold. Yeah, that's good. No, that's,
no.
I love it. Love it.
No.
I don't know how many they had on a 9-goal output, but, you know, it's. I can't wait to find out.
Yeah.
High danger.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, right? Look, you know, I'll say it straight up. Look, congratulations to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and congratulations to the Bears. That's awesome. Rule, you know, records are meant to be broken.
Right.
We're really proud of what we've done here. You know, Mike Moore brought it up yesterday. We did not invent the teddy bear toss. Matter of fact, the team that we are playing on Saturday or on Sunday did. They brought it to the Western League and we stole it. Look, there's six great ideas in the entire world. Everybody steals from everybody. That's how it works. But we like to think here that the Calgary Hitmen have perfected it. So the challenge, the gauntlet has been thrown down. But I live in Calgary. You live in Calgary. We're speaking mostly to Calgarians and Southern Albertans. We know the history of the generosity. I don't have to cajole you. We'll have some fun with it. You think you're going to see some fun things over the next little while. You'll see an announcement from the Brick coming. But let's go out. Let's not only break this record, let's crush this record. Now, be aware that these bears we collect, we are going to use. They are not getting put away. They are not getting stored. They are not being dumped. These bears are going to places that need them. That's sad. And in a way, that, you know, you wish that everybody was perfect in the world and you didn't have the need, but the need is there. So not only can we have some fun, not only can we cheer on a really good young hockey club, not only can we, you know, do something before Christmas, but we can participate in something that will be visually watched around the world.